live from Nashville during CMA Week. Brought to you by R&R RV. It's the Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Hey. Oh, now you can. Yeah. Hi, Kevin.
Oh, what's up, dudes?
What are you doing?
what are you doing? There?
I don't know. I couldn't hear anything, and then all of a sudden I just hear doo 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 doo.
Oh, you know what? That's my bad. I apologize, Jay. I hit the button so I could hear it.
Yeah,
but not you. I have to hit a button for me and a button for you. This thing lights up like a Christmas tree when I get it all.
Tis the season.
You know what? After 30 years, we've made Kevin a board up. What a mistake that is.
Listen. And I can run a board with the best of them, Jay. But let me tell you, I am actually very impressed that this is working as well as it's working.
Yeah.
I am on Zoom in Spokane.
Looking good, by the way.
Yeah, you are.
Am I?
Yeah.
See what I'm
wearing? No, you're looking good. You're looking good, brother. You got a, looks like a Gonzaga shirt on, I think.
Gonzaga Bulldogs. Tonight, 7 o'clock versus San Diego State. Zags are not messing around this year. Just all tough games.
Oh, look at this.
So who do we
have
coming in?
I don't care about your story. This is George Burke. So excited.
Let's go.
What's up, brother? we're gonna do a table hug, too, brother.
How you doing? Nice to meet you.
I got you.
We'll get to the table hug eventually.
After
this.
There you go, man. Let me know if those are loud. Say hi to Kevin. He's back at the studio.
Hey, what's up, Kevin? How are you, man?
George, how are you?
It's almost like you're sitting right here next to me, man.
I know.
He's not
really
allowed
is.
In Tennessee, George, ever since the incident. So
yeah,
you know.
And we try not to talk about it anymore because we do like Kevin, you know.
Yeah.
How are you, man? Good to see you.
So I'm as good as I've ever been. It is an exciting year. Crazy everything that's happened since last time I've seen you guys. So we're excited to be here this year.
I know. I think I told your record rep, Jamise, I said, I think I love George's voice more than I should. I think I have an unreal.
I think that's the nicest thing you've ever said to me. So.
Boy, I think you. I was listening to last year's interview, and I think that's what you said because we were videoing you, and you go, "That's the nicest thing."
Yeah, I mean it's true. It's
so like, we're just every
Jay is always knows how to make me feel good.
Yeah, okay.
Or he just sets the bar really low when we're not on air, so he saves the good stuff for our interviews.
Whatever it takes.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome.
Whatever it takes, dude. I don't mind it.
I mean, your music has blown up over the last year, which is awesome, right? I mean, we love that. But I've got to ask, over the last year, do you have any golfing stories, John Daly stories? Because when you gave us some stories last year, it was one of my favorite things ever.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I'm trying to think if I have anything wild that's happened recently. We've been running so hard, I hadn't gotten to play as much golf as I wanted to. I remember last year I told y'all about watching John Daly tee off a beer can.
Yes.
And just watching him drink Hershey's chocolate syrup straight from the bottle. The man is an alien, and I'm proud to call a friend.
That's awesome.
But
just don't let the kids around
that's
him.
That's exactly right.
He's not kid-friendly.
You know, he's a member at the same golf course we are, and it's cool. My kids don't realize how cool it is that John Daly knows them by first name, and they get to wave to him.
Sure.
But they also lately confuse him for Santa Claus every now and then.
Bring beer.
You just don't want to sit on that Santa's lap.
That's good.
Well, that's just good parenting on your part.
Exactly.
You know what? You got to step in sometimes and go, what? No, not this time, kids.
No. Being a great golfer, George, opens a lot of doors. Let's face it. You've been said to be one of the best golfers in Nashville. And who have you met? I mean, obviously, John Daly's crazy. That's cool.
Yeah.
Is there someone else that you've met through golf that you're like, I cannot believe this?
Yeah, a lot of people. Ken Griffey Jr., Canelo Alvarez, Lance Armstrong was one that I was, for better or worse, that was pretty surreal to play golf with Lance Armstrong.
Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah, he was intense, man. He does not like to lose at anything.
That's how you're an elite athlete, I think.
More
right?
F-bombs than I've ever heard on the golf course.
Wow.
I myself am guilty of a lot, but yeah. I think he asked me my handicap before he asked me my name.
He just wants to know if you're giving him strokes or how many he's getting, whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious, man.
But it's such a cool sport. It's opened so many doors for me. And I think the best part about it is every pro golfer wants to be a country music singer, and every country music singer wants to be a pro golfer. And so our two worlds have collided in like the coolest way. And I've gotten to do some events for the PGA Tour. I got to play a concert at the Masters this year, which was insane.
What?
And,
wow.
You know, got backstage access. And
how did I miss that?
It was really, really cool. So It has opened like an insane amount of doors for me, and it's been so much fun just because they're the two things I love the most in the world, golf and country music.
Wow.
Mixing barbecue, and I'll never leave.
Well, speaking of food, at the Masters, did you try the pimento cheese sandwich?
I did. I might have set the world record for the fastest time eating a pimento cheese sandwich at the Masters. I hadn't eaten in like a day and a half because we'd been running so hard, and I went straight in there, and that was the first thing I did. I went, got a pimento cheese sandwich in line, balled it up, and I think I went one bite just straight to the...
Wow. Ate it like an hors d'oeuvre.
Like a jawbreaker.
That's right. You just throw it in there.
It was good, though.
Get some water. You're going to be like a professional eater now with this.
Exactly.
Yeah, move over, Kobayashi.
That's right.
That's right.
That's insane.
But, yeah, it was an unreal experience getting to go out there to the Masters, and it lives up to the hype. It's as nice as it looks on TV, and it's just the who's who of everywhere being out there. But, it has definitely become a cool part of my identity, the golf brand, and getting to go play concerts for the PGA Tour and embrace myself in that. So
they're going to make you leave. What else do we need to know before you go? Anything else you want us to know? Other than you're the coolest guy around.
That I love you guys. I can't wait to come get back out that way soon.
Yes.
And thank you all for always championing me. It's crazy. It's fingers crossed. We're about to have another big song here again at the end of the year.
Yes, you are.
And we're working on new music and touring, and just feels like I'm living in a dream. Life's been pretty good lately.
I want to play it right now. What do you think of that?
Hey, my name's George Burge, and this is Cowboy Songs.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show, live from Nashville during CMA Week. Brought to you by R&R RV on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, we are live back in Nashville, and...
Thank you, Kevin. You're so good at that. What a transition this guy has, Matt.
I try to do my best, man. Absolutely. I try to do my best.
Some skills.
And Matt Stell has sat down with us. And Matt's in a conversation that I could just do all day.
Yeah, for real.
He's talking college hoops. Where did you play college hoops at again, Matt?
I played at Drury University in Springfield, Missouri.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good.
Yeah.
You were just talking about, I mean, it was one of the most viral things that came right here from Spokane. One of our good buddies, little Joey Few.
Yeah. Few getting baptized there on live TV was it Baylor?
Yeah.
Hey, listen, if you've ever hooped at any, all jokes aside, if you've ever hooped at any kind of like for any length of time, especially, you know, you start playing in college and stuff like that, you're going to get banged on. The athletes are too good. I was just saying it happened to me. It happened to me in school when I had a bunch of a family that had come to watch a game because we were playing close to where I was from. And I fouled the guy. So it was like this drop step thing. I fouled the guy. He just punches on me. And then he makes the free throw. And then we
of course
lose.
He does.
And then we lose by like 15.
Oh,
and it's like,
man.
It's all my fault. But I fell for him.
That was a saving grace for Joe Few. Was like, hey, we're up by 38.
Right. Yeah.
My favorite quote is when Mark was like, yeah, they get a taste of that elite athleticism. I was like, yeah.
Yes,
that is
did.
Elite athleticism.
That was so fun, though. I mean, it was looking back. We're like, first thing is my phone just went nuts.
Yeah.
Like, everybody, you know how that is.
Yeah.
Everybody you know goes, oh, like, right. What just
Right, right. And I love it. Like we were talking about, like he was smiling when it happened. Like,
oh, yeah.
And listen, it's so much easier to take on a huge win.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
It's a memory.
It feels good. Yeah.
It's a memory.
I mean, your buddies are never going to let you forget it.
No.
Or the world.
Or the internet.
Yeah. Yeah. The internet is still undefeated, man. Yeah.
Matt, when you're out on the road, do you play hoops a lot? I know like some of the guys take stuff with them. Like Tim McGraw's got like some, doesn't he have hoops that he plays all the time?
Yeah.
That's
what I've heard.
Or not?
Man, not really. I have before, but I play more golf than anything.
Yeah. Sure.
Because I played some city league here in Nashville when I first moved here. We won a couple ships, no big deal. But
humble brag,
no big thing.
Yeah, you
know, leading scorer, no big deal.
That's right.
Elite athlete.
That's right. And but I was playing, and I had one of my good buddies just tear his Achilles in a rec league in a city league game, and I was like, well, I am not tearing my Achilles and then playing 150 dates a year.
Heck no.
All around the country. It's going to like – so, I mean, I will hoop some, but I don't as much anymore.
You know what you don't tear your Achilles doing? Playing golf.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. If you do, get a cart.
Exactly.
Something.
Something's going wrong.
They're already going to make you go. Breaking Boots. Where? Where's he going? Bad song.
I'm chilling, man. It's good. It's good.
You know what? When they come over and give me this one again, I'm going to go, he's chilling.
Yeah,
he's
I'm Spokane based now. It's fine.
That's true. Fine.
That's perfect.
It's a big Jay, Kevin, and Matt show. Oh, that's right. Careful what you wish for. 6 a.m. is pretty early.
Oh, man. I could do it remote. It'd just be 8 here, though.
Yeah, that's
It'd
right.
be perfect,
there
man.
You got it.
Oh, yeah. That's not bad.
We'll take an hour from you. It doesn't even have to be the full shift.
Listen, if this is a job interview, I am applying.
You got it. You don't need an application. You get the job.
I'll see you guys later.
Steve's leaving.
No, we got to have Steve. Integral part.
That's right.
We got to have a glue guy.
Thank you.
That's right.
So I keep telling him he is the glue guy.
That's right. And that is no slight, man. That's the most important
job. Is, yeah. It's underestimated and underappreciated.
Yeah, that's why they call me Elmer.
Oh, jeez. Okay, leave the jokes together.
See you later. Yeah.
Man, thank you for doing it. Breaking Boots is awesome. We're going to play it next, as a matter of fact.
Oh, well. How about that?
He's done this a few times.
Almost like a job interview.
Yes.
Thanks.
Live from Nashville during CMA Week. Brought to you by R&R RV. It's the Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Okay, we are live back in Nashville. That's what they said anyways, the man just before me, and now I've said the same thing. I'm just being redundant. Why? Because I don't know what I'm doing, folks. But that's okay.
Yeah, that's true. Now, Lucas, he never runs the board.
Oh, yeah?
I always run the board, but Perfect. He couldn't make it because he wasn't feeling well, so he had to stay back and try to figure out the board.
Bummer, dude.
So you could have bummer, dude. You think it's bummer for us?
Yeah, exactly.
And he's like, oh, I think I touched the right button. I'm like, I don't think he did.
We might be talking on somebody else's radio station right now. I don't know.
I have no idea for sure.
Oh, man.
Technology.
You're from Nebraska, right?
I am.
So, you know, I'm married a Cornhusker.
Heck yeah, could have been better, right?
I know. So, like, my whole basement.
It's all Go Big Red?
Oh, it's all Go Big Red.
Love
the
it.
Carpets, walls, Tom Osborne pictures.
No kidding.
Went to Ireland to watch the Huskers.
Did you really? That's amazing, man.
Dude, yeah. So, top that.
Well,
go
you're
ahead.
More of a Husker fan than I am, then. Jeez, I've only seen a handful of games.
Yeah. What part of Nebraska did you live in?
Close to Lincoln.
Okay.
About an hour and a half straight southwest of Lincoln.
Oh, right. Okay. Right there.
Wow. Yeah,
jeez,
yeah.
Look at that.
Absolutely, man.
We were deciding that you should be a Hallmark leading man.
Thank you. I'm ready.
Yeah, right.
I'm ready to go. I could do it.
Who do I have
I've already
call?
Got it. I was like, find a girl, decorate a tree, she falls into my arms, we go ice skating, we kiss, the end.
Yeah, that's right. So your songs are playing in the background?
That's okay. Right.
Your songs are playing?
This is called perfect. Hallmark Country Christmas.
It's probably taken, but yeah, so, well, we can rewrite it, exactly. Make it a hit.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
It's only fitting that you star in a movie right. that you're singing for. So,
I'm telling you, man.
Yeah.
Start a petition.
Absolutely. Is that still a thing? Let's do it.
I don't know. Yeah, let's bring it back. Let's make Hallmark great again.
I'm going to make that hat.
Perfect. It's going to be a Christmas card.
This is going to be the greatest day ever. How's everything going?
Man, things can't be any better, man.
Yeah.
You couldn't. Going into season 6 of Hope Wild. Got a brand new album coming out first of next year. Did my first Christmas special for the American Country Network this
year. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Dropped a new Christmas song on Friday. I mean, lots of great stuff.
Dude, that's awesome.
Yeah.
When did you record it? Because it's always weird because it's like in the summertime.
Yeah, believe it or not, it was supposed to be June, and then everything got shovel.
Oh, okay.
And we just recorded it maybe a month ago.
Oh, that feels better.
Yeah.
It's like 4th of July, and you're wearing red, white, and blue.
Right, yeah.
Record a Christmas song.
Instead of Halloween, it was, you know, Christmas decorations.
Right, exactly.
Same.
Was it fun, though? Did you like it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Kent Wills is my Christmas producer guy. I love working with him. He's amazing. Yeah. I don't know if you know who Kent is. He's Dolly Parton's producer.
Okay, yeah.
Amazing records.
Yeah.
He's just a great guy.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of it's nice to have somebody who maybe has a little experience.
Yeah, he's done it a couple times.
Yeah, and he figured it out.
Exactly.
Thanks. You're gonna save his career.
Yeah, I figured I'd help him out a little bit. You know,
you're so generous. You are so generous.
I try.
I've said that about you all your whole life.
I'm always intrigued.
You're the only one that said that.
Saving careers.
Lucas, I'm always intrigued with the Hoga Wild show. Like, what all do you got going on that this season?
Oh, man, it's so good, dude. This entire season is going to be incredible. I just got back from Macedonia and Istanbul, And I was in the Macedonian Mountains for 5 days hunting chamois up there. And if you don't know what a chamois is, it's related to an antelope. It's a small little mountain antelope kind of goat thing. And it was fantastic. We were hiking probably 7,500 feet every single day.
Wow.
So it was just incredible. And went from there to on a 125-foot sailboat. And it was like below deck, man. We have 5-course meals, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. People waiting hand and foot. Beautiful waters, diving and swimming around. And then I ported and went up into the mountains of Turkey and hunted wild boar. And then got back on the boat and floated around a little bit more.
That's crazy. Yeah. That is so crazy.
Yeah, it was really cool because every place we'd be tooling around and we'd come back to anchor up in the night, find a little cove, sleep in that's nice and calm, there'd be these ruins up in the mountains. So I'd just take my guitar and I'd hike up with like a GoPro on my phone and I'd do all these little music videos and all these locations for the album that's coming out next year.
Dude, that's
awesome. It turned out so good. So cool.
I mean, do you have to spend 1 minute of your life without a camera?
No.
Because honestly, they get everywhere, right?
You can't.
Yeah.
I mean, content's king.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's what keeps you relevant.
Absolutely.
You know?
I mean,
that's what we've missed. Yeah. It. Dang it.
Macedonia.
Well, that's why you got 18 of them going right here.
Yeah.
They're my kind of people.
We got you.
What's the coolest place?
Making you leave too.
Oh, he's leaving? I wanted to know the coolest place.
No, we got
coolest place the hunting has taken you. I mean, Macedonia is pretty wild.
That's tough. Probably Macedonia and Istanbul were the coolest because in 2009 I got to go over and play for the troops in Kosovo, and Macedonia is on the border of Kosovo, and I could see the base that I was in on the top of the mountain while I was hunting. And I said, when we flew over in a Blackhawk, I was like, man, I hope I get to come back here one day and hunt. And here we are.
Crazy.
That's
cool.
Wild.
That's cool. Well, yeah. Thanks for doing the thing with the troops, man.
Absolutely.
Appreciate that. It's always good to see you, dude. Yeah.
Likewise.
Lucas, I appreciate you.
Come on your, I'll be in Spokane here coming up soon, too.
Oh, let's go, everybody. Spokane.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
10 to 15 years is the average lifespan of a goldfish, not the one you got at the fair.
No, yeah,
I was
going to
get that home.
Those are the ones that have been living a rough life.
Right, yeah.
Kevin James.
I mean, goldfish you get at the fair usually has a cigarette in its mouth. That's kind of the one thing that you notice about them.
It's a carny fish.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Yes, indeed. It is Kevin live here in studio today at the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Jay and producer Steve are live in Nashville today as it is CMA week. Big CMA show is on Wednesday night, and the boys are hanging out down there. I'll give you a little behind the scenes of how it all takes place, and that is basically, you know, they record interviews all day, and every once in a while it times out just right that we're able to throw one on the air live. But the people that we'll be talking to here in the next little bit, whether they go on the air live today or we end up playing them back, you know, later today or tomorrow, which is great. We have Tuesday and all day Wednesday to play all the interviews. So hopefully, you know, you'll hear some of the your favorites. I mean, Matt Stowe was fun, as always, talking a little Gonzaga hoops with us. And we always enjoy talking to Matt. I will tell you, another guy that I know is coming up here in a little bit. I can't remember if it's later this afternoon, but either way, you will hear him in the next couple days. And that is Jordan Davis. He is always a super fun one to talk to as well. So, you know, lots of different people coming up. Zach Topp, our Washington State boy, the guy that, you know, everybody is loving Zach Topp's sound. Sound like the radio. I will sing like that to him when he gets here. So we'll see. Coming up, a lot of those interviews, Jay and Steve will be back with us here in a little bit. They are currently, I believe this is what you refer to as hobnobbing. I think it's Jay is hobnobbing, and I'm not really sure what Steve is doing. I'm going to see. They're coming back. Jay's coming back to the mic right now because there's going to be an interview. Who is it? Oh, it is Zach Topp. Hey, Jay.
To say that, you just, you know, you look
yes.
good.
Oh,
look at me. I talked right into this.
I try hard.
Oh, are we going to go live
Let's
with Zach
Topp? Let's go live
right
with
now.
Zach Topp because I was just talking about Zach Topp.
Look at that.
And then he shows up live.
He You know what, Zach? If you want to hear Kevin, put your just you can be one if you want, or put your, yeah, just sure. Get your hat down. And, yeah,
you might have.
He can't see you though, Kevin. You got your still image.
I know. I've got my still image.
You look really
image.
Cute in that image though, Kevin.
Look how different there he I really is. Look when I showed up for the date.
How you doing, man? Good to see you.
Just dynamite.
Yeah, you are actually. Holy smokes! Things have kind of taken off a smidge.
A little bit.
A little bit since last year.
Just a little. Yes, sir. It's been fun.
Well, first of all, congratulations on
Thank you so much.
Well deserved.
Appreciate that.
Great, great sound. Wait, what were you dressed as? And what was he dressed as in the Lady concert? What was it?
Kermit the Frog.
Oh, it's Kermit. Oh, yeah, bro. Where did you get a large Kermit the Frog costume like that?
My manager had it for whatever reason.
Okay, that's weird.
I didn't even think to ask why he had it, but he said it's been around a minute. He's used it on several different occasions, so I don't know if that should be concerning or not.
So you were the second person to wear it.
Well, at least the second.
Yeah. I don't know. There may have been more.
That was so funny because when I first saw you come out, if you haven't seen the video, he's dressed as Kermit the Frog, and it's Lainey's on stage, and you're pretty much pranking her. And she's like, "Guys, that's Zach Taub in a Kermit the Frog costume."
Yeah,
that got my attention.
Good.
Yeah,
I'm glad it was supposed to.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah. You didn't ask to keep it for a couple extra days or anything, did you?
No, I gave it back. And I said I probably won't need that again.
Yeah, probably good. Looked a little small on you too. You know?
It was a little. Yeah, it was some high water pants on it. Yeah,
baby. High water Kermit.
Yeah, exactly.
Zach Taub, awesome. I don't know if this is true with you, Zach, or not, but you have that vibe of the guy who is so cool under pressure. Yep. Like, do you get nervous at all? You just look like this is all easy. Like, dude, I can do that. Yeah, you know what? Well, I could do that.
I usually say that. I don't know if it's true or not, but I try. I can try that is probably more the a better response, you know.
Yeah.
But I don't get too nervous about many things. I'll tell you one I do is singing national anthems.
Oh, buddy.
Doing the national anthem anywhere, that's about the – for the first line of that, it's like the adrenaline is through the roof.
Oh,
I can't hardly catch my breath or sing on pitch or anything. It's kind of fun. It's just like nothing like it. You're out there naked. There's no guitar, no band, no – you know, no nothing. If you screw that up, or my worst nightmare is screwing up the words to the national anthem.
Oh, yeah.
All that stuff always just goes so viral, and people are known for that for so long.
Yeah.
Seen it many times.
Right.
And now live on the Jay and Kevin Show, Zach Taub
with the national anthem. Don't do that to me.
Can you imagine? I got to go or I will.
I'm out of here.
That's the other thing that's stressful about it is you're in an arena or, a
echo.
Stadium, and then it's loud. There's all these people, and they're like, and now to honor America with a singing of our national anthem, Zach Taub. And it's dead silent.
Oh, yeah. You got a minute and a half to really blow people's socks off or blow your career up, I guess.
Yeah.
Now that you've said it, you're never doing it again.
Yeah, exactly.
It's
I'm
done with that forever.
No, I love doing it every chance I get, but that'll get the heart rate going for sure.
You're probably getting recognized everywhere now.
A good bit, yeah. Airports and I don't know, pretty much everywhere.
How do most people identify you? Like, what do they say? Do they say, "Hey, you're Zach Taub," or do they start singing sounds like the radio? I mean, what?
Sometimes, a lot of times, still, because I'm like on the edge of starting to be very recognized.
Sure.
And so a lot of people are like, "Is your name Zach?"
Just
to make sure they're not mixing me up with somebody else.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's fun. I love, people talk about get tired of that or whatnot, and maybe at some point that'll be the case, but it's fun to me when it's kind of, I can't do none of this without, people that want to buy tickets and want to listen to the music. And so, if they see me walking around somewhere and want to grab a picture, it's no skin off my back. It seems like a small gesture to
absolutely.
Yeah, y'all are
and they're
listening
fans.
To the music.
Exactly. They're nice. So, not like they're saying, "Man, you really sucked at the national anthem."
No, yeah, exactly. So far, nobody's doing that. We'll see if that lasts.
Are you Zach? Why do you want to know?
Yeah, exactly. Why? What have you heard?
Yeah, right. Yeah. What preceded me here?
Uh-huh.
They're going to make you go. What else is coming up?
Shoot, we got... not a whole lot to end of this year. We'll be at NFR in December.
Oh,
that'll
cool.
be fun. Yeah. Do a bunch of radio shows the rest of this year. And then, but top of 25, we got the Cold Beer and Country Music Tour. Very excited about that. First leg sold out. About to announce the second leg. And
oh, wow.
Hopefully that does the same thing.
That's cool.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
it's been really fun, congrats, man. Appreciate it.
Well deserved. Love seeing you again, man.
Oh,
congrats on everything.
Great to see you all. Thank you so much.
Come back to Washington soon.
Oh, yeah, we'll do it.
Okay, buddy.
Yes, sir.
There's Zach Topori. Let's play Zach's song right now, shall we? Big 99.9.